Recorded Books presents Gates of Hell, Gates of Eternity, Book 1, by Rick Partlow. Narrated by James Patrick Cronin. Prologue.
I have to pinch myself sometimes, Miguel Huerta admitted, staring at the glowing display hovering above him. To prove I'm not dreaming. That's what I tell myself every time I read the budget statements for this project, Doc.
Huerta glanced at the Air Force officer sidelong, the corners of his mouth turning down at the man's cavalier attitude. The fact that Albert Brent was a colonel rather than a general wasn't a reflection of the importance of this project, but rather its secrecy, though sometimes he wondered if Brent realized that. Brent looked young for his rank, without a trace of gray in his dark brown hair, though that might have been genetics.
The budget is beyond my control, Colonel. He tried not to be curt. I'm trying to concentrate on what might be under my control.
Huerta shook his head.
Though I must admit, sometimes I'm curious how you were able to keep a facility this large a secret.
He waved a hand around them, out the thick glass window that shielded the lab from the main body of the accelerator, a tunnel 6 meters wide and lined with pipes carrying liquid nitrogen coolant.
I mean, it's not as vast as a conventional supercollider, naturally, given the nature of the technology we're dealing with.
It had been drummed into him on several occasions that he needed to be circumspect about how he referred to the wreckage where the technology had been originated.
But still, we're talking about a particle accelerator 2 stories underground and 10 kilometers around. How did you get this built without attracting undue attention?
This is a top-secret military base, Brent said, shrugging as if it was nothing.
Top-secret things get built here all the time.
He raised a hand as if acknowledging the achievements of the construction crews.
The dig was done in small sections, and even the military crews doing the work didn't know what the final design would be.
Huerta wasn't surprised. Even the technical crew here in the lab didn't know everything about the collider, particularly how powerful it was and how it was possible to build such a high-energy accelerator in such a small perimeter. They knew it was DARPA-funded, of course. It was hard to miss the Air Force security police guarding every entrance, the cameras, the badges, the NDAs, but they'd all worked for the Department of Defense before, all gone through their clearances and, as far as the government knew, had managed to keep their noses clean.
Jenny Hanrahan shot him a confident smile. The woman was dressed in her typical flannel shirt and jeans and looked more like a barista to a small-town coffee house than a particle physicist.
Huerta tended more to a suit and tie, but he'd long ago given up trying to enforce a dress code on his research staff.
"Capacitors are near full charge, Mike," she told him.
He'd also forgiven her the informality, as he'd had to forgive the others as well. He preferred to be called Dr. Huerta, but the best any of them could manage, even the engineers who lacked their own doctorate, was Dr. Mike. His mother would have had a stroke at the idea of some presumptuous Yankee calling him Mike, but she'd passed away before he'd taken his first DARPA contract and been spared the moral anguish.
"Prepare to fire," he said, his voice preternaturally calm, certainly calmer than he felt. He shot a glance at Brent.
"We're sure we want to do this?"
He wasn't whispering, but he kept his volume down low enough that no one else in the lab could have heard him over the hum of the turbines.
"I've told you, we're dealing with energies no one has attempted to harness before. I can't guarantee the outcome."
Brent scowled and leaned toward him, eyes darting around to make sure no one was approaching.
"You know what this is, Doc. You know what it came from, what we found buried under the Antarctic ice, and how long it's taken to get authorization to exploit it. If we can reverse engineer the drive, we can turn the United States into an interstellar nation, turn humanity into a star-faring species. Do you think that's worth a little risk?"
Huerta sighed. Brent was as typically overdramatic as every other military liaison he'd dealt with, though perhaps he had more justification than the others.
"I wouldn't be here if I weren't willing to take the risk, but I do want you to be aware of it." He nodded toward Kurt Hamada.
"Ignition in 10?
He counted the last 10 seconds because it was tradition, but his attention was on the power readout.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?